Do not come. Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Hello and welcome to episode 226 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And with two guys drinking some beer, it's hard what's going on. Still can't figure out how to get that live stream going.
I'll work on that after we get done with the intro and get into the show. So,
all right, that's gonna piss off everybody.
I don't care. They should listen to the podcast.
I agree with you in general, but you know how it is. All right. Well, what do we got to start up with you today? Oh, we mentioned the SEAL team last week when the commander guy got canned. And
yeah.
It's being sent to a third party. I'm not sure what that means.
That's going to Facebook.
All right. We even made it a point of saying we don't understand. We don't understand. We never know why these commanders get relieved of duty because they never ever tell us.
No, but the news media got involved in this one.
Yeah. What, a DUI or something like
DUI,
that?
DUI, he blew a .18, which is over twice the legal limit in the state. And this is a captain in the SEALs.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
career-ending move here. He's on his way out.
We also last week talked about the terrorist attack in Moscow. And so what are the options? He's going to believe that this was ISIS, you know? Well, apparently the dudes that they took into custody, they followed them instead of taking them into custody right away to see where they were going and allegedly stopped them from crossing into the Ukraine border, the Ukrainian border.
That's a bad thing.
And then tortured them to get information from them. And they said they are... Putin said he's definitely going to get retribution for this. So this ought to be a fucking mess, huh?
Yeah, it'll be a mess.
That doesn't
Most
mean...
Most definitely. Much can Russia devote to another issue when they got Ukraine going on?
Well, there's all sorts of crazy theories that we'll get to in a little bit. And if he's blaming Ukraine for it anyway, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He hit a civilian target. That could be terrible. So did you hear about this Ohio lady that went on a tropical vacation for 10 days?
Yes, I heard that on a radio show, a morning radio show. She left like her 3-week-old baby in her crib at home by herself.
I thought it was 10-day vacation.
The baby
16-month-old.
Okay. The baby still can't take care of itself at 16 months. And she went on a 10-day vacation.
Yes. So
she was shocked when she got home and found her baby dead.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So she might have been one of those people that shouldn't have been having kids in the first place if she didn't realize that you have to care and feed the baby for several years.
Well, she apparently the kid... it was a filthy pen anyway. She left the kid in. And then when she found her, the kid was just covered in that shit and piss.
Yeah.
But when she spoke to the police, she lied to their faces with a stone cold. She didn't acknowledge that she went on vacation. She made it sound like the baby just wasn't eating.
Right.
Yeah.
She's got life in prison, so
no option for parole. That must mean these guys don't execute, because that's the shit you do execute someone for, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
The saddest thing I've heard in a very long time. That poor, terrified 16-month-old.
Don't know what to do, what to
eat. Just slowly wastes away. And
you
dies.
Know that the baby was crying the whole time, looking for her mom, mom.
Until she got dehydrated and didn't have tears anymore, and then didn't have energy to scream anymore.
You just die, literally slack.
That's the worst. That's probably the worst way to die.
It's horrible. And it
should be federal charges against her, dude, honestly.
I would say that something bad will happen to her in prison, but there's a lot of moms in prison for killing their babies.
Yeah. So, nah.
I even said to the wife, I was like, you know what? Drowning your kids in the bathtub is more humane than that. Mm. You know? All right. Massachusetts We're spending $75 million a month on these shelters right now.
That is insane. And you're getting reimbursed by the federal government?
I believe that federal government's involved. And actually, I don't know if I mentioned this, but my remember a while ago, I talked about the town is building a new community center.
Yeah.
And the vote, like, the townspeople voted against it, but they said, we're going to do it anyway. Twice this happened.
Right.
Like, there was a second vote, and they said, no, we're like, oh, we're going to do it anyway. It's like, what the fuck's the point of the vote then? Well, they decided to do this as the lockdown started. We're like, this is just going to cost more and more every day. It's already twice its budget. And then they got federal help. I'm sorry, not federal help. Massachusetts help. State help. So now they're talking about housing illegal migrants in the community center that hasn't been opened for the community yet. Yay, sanctuary state. Good job, guys. And it's hilarious listening to all these woke motherfuckers around here complain. Like, oh, come on, man. Like, you know, we need the community centers. Like, this is what you voted for. And you called me a bigot when I told you exactly this was going to happen. And how come that's the thing? How come you either agree with these folks on the far left or you're a bigot? Have you noticed there's no room for disagreement?
They just want to shut you down. They don't want your second opinion.
Yeah, but then when you said, hey, look at this, this is obviously going to happen. Like, ah, no, you just hate these people. No, I don't know them. They don't know me. They don't give a fuck about me. And then you went and promised them somewhere to live.
And this is what, when you tell people, like, hey, inflation is going to happen, like, just picking up the subject, this is going to happen. This is going to happen because you can see the trajectory going on. Like, oh, no, that would never happen. Boom, smack in the face. You know?
Yep.
Then they ask me like, hey, how come prices are overpriced in the grocery store next to me? I go like, oh, because inflation. And they're like, okay, that's okay, but well, why did it have to go up? I'm like, never mind.
That's not because the fuel price of fuel went up, the price of labor went up, and it's not just one person; it's the whole supply chain. You know,
and the problem is the cost of labor didn't go up as much as the cost of goods.
No, labor
so
went
you
down.
Don't get paid. Extra people. But yeah, you still have to pay more people to do the work, but well, the same amount of people, a little more money, but even those folks aren't making that much more to account for the inflation.
Inflation.
But it looks like Massachusetts is going to run out of money next month, like April. Mm. Unless something happens here, they get a giant infusion of cash. And
Probably.
Geez, can't wait to get out of here, dude. Call it this shit. Remember a couple of years ago when I was bragging about getting these
The extra refunds throughout the year.
Yeah, like those surpluses. So they're like, I have some of your tax money back. It's like, woohoo!
Now they're going
more.
Yeah, now we're $1 billion in the hole.
You guys don't have a ballot. Most states have a balanced budget amendment where they're supposed to balance the budget every year.
Until you go and pass stupid laws and say we have to take care of these people, we have to give them a place to live. We have to feed them if they show up.
People asking for free stuff. Oh, we need free stuff. Like, no, nothing's free. Somebody had to pay for this shit.
Well, the government cannot give to one that which it did not take from another.
They don't get that. They don't fucking understand that. That's the dumbest thing.
I know. That's what bothers me. It's like, why do you think you pay taxes then?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think that is? And crazy thing is, it's not even what it is anymore. Now, taxes are just a way to curb inflation because people have less money to hang on to. Because we just print the fuck out of it anyway.
Well, inflation is a tax on the people.
Yeah. Well, the migrant crisis is getting so bad that Chelsea has a soldier's home, like a veteran place, you know, disabled homeless vets, basically. Chelsea and who? That's being turned into a migrant shelter.
Oh, the stadium?
No, it's Soldier's Home.
Oh, I never heard of it.
No, no, it's a thing in Massachusetts. It's
okay.
Yeah, so that's gonna be turned in, and it's just like, why are we dumping all of this? I'm all for helping people, dude. I really am. But like, you got to take care of yourself first, and then you put on the mask of the person next to you on the plane, and then you help other people. Like, you know what I mean? You take care of you, and then your immediate family, and then your friends and extended family, and then your community. You know what I mean?
This is what happened. You dilute your voting. Everybody had to vote. Everybody, no, everybody had to vote. Just
That drives me nuts when they say that. It's your duty to vote. Fuck you, it's your
no.
duty to vote. If you
You
can't
hear
tell me
what
what
Chicago
party
did?
this candidate is, I don't think you should be voting.
You know how Chicago did? They fucking took all the high school voting age and to push the to vote for fucking increased taxes on the citizen. They took this literally took the school 18-year-olds to vote a certain way, the way they wanted to, and they still lose.
All right. So what's up? Well, we knew this was coming, Bri, and it looks like Virginia's going to be implementing it, but not everyone realizes that part of the taxes in your gasoline are to
Oh,
pay for
I got news for this. These people are crazy. Remember when I used to have a hybrid light like 10 years ago? When you lived here, I paid that tax. I had to pay that every year. It's
And we
something
actually all
new,
agreed it was a good thing.
and it's not something new that just started. And I don't understand why it's in the news again. I guess maybe because more people have electric vehicles now, and they're not realizing they're going to pay for have to pay.
I guess the fee just went up, and they're like, hold on, what?
Oh,
Well, for
yeah.
anyone curious, it's basically a tax on an electric vehicle that
Highway
you get.
usage fee.
So how do they know if you're on the highway?
Don't care.
That's what I'm saying. So it's just a tax for owning an electric vehicle.
Yeah, or a
You're using the
hybrid.
roadways and you're
Because
not
you're
buying
not, because
gasoline.
exactly, because most of the roads are funded by gasoline taxes, and since they're not
Yes.
buying gasoline,
And
we
people
got to
don't
figure out a
realize
new
that.
way to fund the road.
Yeah, people don't realize that like half of the cost of your gasoline is taxed for the road repairs and maintenance, which makes you wonder where the hell that money's going.
You have to pay toenails.
This road that off of my street here that I take almost every day. Every day I go to work, the potholes are getting nastier and nastier, and they never repave the road.
Well, it's
They'll fill the
pothole season
pothole
now.
that cracks apart and comes back out.
It's springtime, so the roads are starting to warm up again from the winter, and so the potholes just get bigger and bigger.
Well, they crack open in the winter, yeah, when the
You know
ice
what you should
freezes in
draw?
it.
You should draw peanuts on the pothole so they can't fix it. They got no choice.
Yeah. Well, no,
You hear?
they'll come and fill it in.
Yeah.
And then it just that's gonna break loose again in 6 months
Draw
instead of
another peanuts again.
paving the road again.
Yeah, just draw peanuts on it until they fucking fix it.
What kind of peanuts?
That's what I
Not
heard
peanuts.
too.
Oh.
Or FJB. Let's go, Brandon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That'll fix it real quick.
So I guess you guys you know what? When I read this at first, I thought it was a stupid idea because I guess Norfolk schools are taking a day off of work, school for the eclipse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was dumb, but the more I thought about it,
The eclipse is only going to last for like 10
2 hours.
minutes down here,
That's
so.
not it. That's not it, though. They don't want to be responsible for a whole bunch of kids staring at the sun. Now the parents have to deal with these kids when they want to stare at the sun because you know what happens to your eyes when you just look at the sun?
I got,
It hurts.
we got glasses from the library, so.
I have a Weld Hood.
Yeah, you're good with the Weld Hood. We don't have one of those here.
Which is nuts because I last eclipse I saw was total eclipse I saw was in Virginia.
Yeah, I was there. This is back in
Wasn't that long ago.
2016, 17.
Yeah, maybe. And it was
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, it
I
was
remember I
actually
brought my Weld Hood to work
you
because I
could
wasn't
see
welding
like
at the time.
the daytime like went out. Yeah.
Oh, it was so cool.
Yeah, this one's gonna be during the day too. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon in our time.
That's what the eclipse happened to Brian.
Yeah, how could you eclipse the sun at night, dude?
You can do
Unless it's
No, that's literally what nighttime is.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Well, the National Guard's being deployed for this solar eclipse.
Yeah, well,
For what?
Oklahoma, there's this Bodunk town that, in the middle of Oklahoma, that's like the perfect spot to see the eclipse, and they're expecting was it tens of thousands?
Well, where Adam Curry lives in Fredericksburg, Texas, a bunch of people are coming there to watch the eclipse too.
Yes,
He
but that's
said
not the
he ain't
middle of
leaving his
nowhere.
compound that day.
Yeah, but that's not the middle of nowhere. This is the middle of nowhere. And they're worried about 20, 30,000 people showing up. And there being a sheriff and a deputy that work there. So
What
they're
about
deploying
state
the
police?
huh?
Why can't state police do it?
I thought the same thing, honestly.
But they have to patrol the state.
Yeah, they're probably worried about they're probably being distributed in other places, but even
Yeah.
so, like we got the National Guard, let's fucking use them, right?
Yeah, like give them extra pay, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I it's a good point, Brian, though. Like, this could well have been overtime for state police instead.
Yeah, but they have to take care of the entire state, you know, so
True,
you
but
have
you
to
put
keep.
an extra, yeah. Instead of putting 200 troopers there, you can put 200
National Guard and like
guardsmen.
the state
Yeah.
troops are really patrolling where they have to, you know, especially
Remember, the
around.
National Guard doesn't necessarily have authority to make an arrest either.
Yeah, but just intimidation purpose, I guess, you
Not,
know.
well, not even that. They can stop a conflict, but they don't necessarily have the right to arrest you unless martial law has been declared.
Well, retain can they detain you, I guess? No, they're
Detain
not
They
arrest
can
you, but
hold you
yeah, for like a certain amount of time
and
until the
maybe turn
cops
you
get
over to
there.
the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they can't actually like place you under arrest and take you into their custody like they
Yeah, that
can under
kind
martial
depends
law.
on the state too, because in New York City, the cops can they cannot give you they can detain you, arrest you, but the DA had to give you the charges. And instead of Virginia, the whoever is detaining you, they got the leeway to we give you charges or not. You know, so they got the authority.
All right.
So everybody's
Well,
different.
I'm sure you guys all saw the bridge, yeah, in Maryland.
No, I missed it. What happened?
Right. This has been this has caused more controversy than I thought it might.
Yeah, because there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there about
Oh, not even that. Just it's more than that now.
Well, yeah,
Well,
like.
we've got people that are listening to the show right now wanting to know about our conspiracy theories, and they want us to show the video.
Oh, of the power going off and coming back on, then going off again.
Yeah.
I don't have it queued up, but I think it's in there somewhere. There's a thousand of these videos, and don't do the whole, oh, look at this. It looks like an explosion. That was a power line that ripped apart when the bridge started to collapse.
And the black smoke is them trying to like power up
Restart the
the
giant diesel
rotors.
engines.
Yeah, exactly. And it takes a while for
But
those things to come online.
that even being said, who's saying it wasn't necessarily a cyber attack? We blew up the Iranian nuclear centrifuges with a worm that we released into the internet that went to literally every computer on the planet that connected to the internet. And unless you had an Iranian nuclear centrifuge, it didn't fucking matter. But it made theirs spin out of control and explode. All you have to do is divert this giant ship 4 degrees to port side for a quarter
Well,
mile.
that's what Laura Logan's saying. She's saying that somebody spoofed the GPS system.
See,
So
I was thinking it was more about you took control of the ship and made it look like an accident. And not even someone there on board. You went into the computer systems because this is all, like you said, GPS.
it's all computerized. I mean, there was only like 20 crew members on this thing.
Well, and it's funny, right away, I was like, why didn't they drop anchor on the
Yeah,
starboard side
they
to
started
pull the ship
to.
to the starboard side? And they dropped the anchor, the port anchor.
And then it was dragging. Huh. It going 10 knots. Why is the anchor dragging?
Well,
I had no idea.
okay, no, there's another thing too is like is the then the deep side too is not the shallow area.
It just
Like when you anchor, you anchor in a shallow area, not on the freaking channel, you know.
Now,
Well, they didn't
if
have any choice. They did what they could do.
I mean,
And
yeah, no, I understand they did what they could, but you know what? It's gonna it's, shit happens.
I mean, this could well have been a shit happens, and the
Yeah,
shit does
this
happen,
yeah, if
but.
the bridge wouldn't have been shut down for construction at night.
Oh my God. And all six of those construction workers that went over are presumed dead at this point.
Yeah, they've
Yeah.
recovered two of the bodies, two more.
Yeah. I
There's
hope we
only
find
four
the
left.
rest. Yeah.
But Marjorie Taylor Greene brought it up as like, we should have an investigation. And everyone went nuts on her. It's like, why? I'm like, oh, it was obviously an accident. It's like, yes. What caused the accident?
Uh-huh.
Oh, power went out. Yeah. Why did power go out?
Yeah.
Because was it shitty maintenance? Was it a manufacturer error? Was it user error?
Or like they're saying maybe contaminated fuel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's why we investigate, is so we can go, let's stop this from happening again.
No shit.
But these folks, as soon as someone on the right says something, that must be the dumbest idea on the planet, you fucking moron. Let's go the other way and just ignore it and pretend like nothing happened. After Putin vowed to get vengeance for Moscow.
Right.
Sorry, man. There's always an investigation when there's an accident. Like, you wreck a forklift at work in an industrial zone, you're peeing in a cup. They're investigating. Yeah. They're checking the brakes. They're checking the fuel. They're checking the hydraulics on that forklift, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're looking for spills in the area that you might have slipped, that might have spun out in, to see what happens so we can avoid these accidents from happening.
The repeat offender blames the CIA for our conspiracy theories, and he said we should just ask Epstein. Oh. Because Epstein's alive.
Oh, all right. So he's a spook too.
Yep.
I guess the British had some evidence to convict Hillary Clinton to imprison her.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
The British was Clintonized. Clinton.
Epstein.
Well, Epstein. Biden apparently used to ride the train across the bridge all the time.
Yeah,
I am so impressed.
Yeah, since there's no tracks on the bridge, he was riding in a trackless train.
Well, hold on.
It was
a
hovercraft, I guess. It hovered across
the bridge.
What
kind of train are we talking about again?
Uh-oh.
I just ask questions. What kind of train are you talking about?
Come on the train and ride it. Come on the train. Choo-choo.
Is it Sam provided the train or Epstein provided the train? Yeah. I'm just asking questions.
Well, I saw an article today that said insurance losses for this is going to be in the billions of dollars because the port has insurance in case it can't work for any reason.
Yes, and then rebuilding or cleaning up the bridge.
And Biden's already promised to pay for the new bridge. I don't know how he can do that since he doesn't really have that authority. But he does send billions of dollars to Ukraine. So maybe we just divert some of the Ukraine money to Baltimore.
Back to the United States?
No, that's not going to happen. They need that money to get laundry. You know that, Brian. Stop saying stupid stuff.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. You really think we're actually giving them money to defend themselves? We're laundering it and sending it back to our politicians.
Yeah.
As campaign contributions. Come on now.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
But yeah, how many people aren't working because of this?
Unfortunately, and the good thing about this is going to be
these people that aren't working make like $100 an hour.
And not just that, but what about the products they were churning out? For example, Tesla has a Baltimore facility.
Well, it was the major
across that bridge.
That was where all the imported cars come in and on the east coast of the U.S.
Right, so now, Nissan's going to cost more now.
No, they're going to come to Virginia. We're going to get the windfall of this.
We're going to get some of the windfall. We're not going to get it all. Some of it's going to go to South Carolina.
Some of it's going to come to
this
Boston.
This port might be closed for months.
They're going to spread it out across. They're going to spread this out across the entire East Coast because that was designed for certain receiving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Virginia, Norfolk alone cannot pick up what was designed to bring in cars.
They can't pick up the cars.
That's what I'm saying. They can't do that on their own. They're not set up for it. Where are you going to put them?
We don't have.
We got charge,
huh?
Yeah, we can handle that in Virginia.
We don't have. For the cars. Have you ever been to Baltimore? There's huge ass acres of parking lots for the new cars to sit in when they go.
They get shipped out. They get shipped out to dealership. Exactly. Where are you going to store these cars before they get shipped out to be sold?
Well, they're going to go like they're probably going to come down. The closest to like Baltimore. It's Virginia. This is the fucking gate.
Closest,
right
yes.
Here.
But Baltimore
that,
is set
that
up
ship
to handle
came
this.
From Virginia a couple of days before.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this particular ship was in a wreck in 16, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So this is what we do in investigation, find out what's going on.
Yeah, maybe it was something that happened in the last wreck. Is it related to the last wreck, right?
Oh my God, fuck, is people stupid, man.
Yeah, exactly. Even if it wasn't malicious and it was a truly, oh God, no.
Let's prevent this accident from happening again.
Yeah, this is getting hit by lightning twice situation.
Yeah, well,
let's stop holding the giant metal rod in an open field.
They said that the bridge didn't have a lot of like blockage around the piers to like bump stuff off of it. You know, there weren't a lot of obstacles in front of the piers of the bridge. It was basically, they knew for decades that if it got a direct hit on one of those supports, the whole thing was going to collapse.
Like a house of cards, it came down, huh?
It came down super fast.
That was insane, dude. And yeah, thank God the bridge was closed. How many would have died?
This is the reason Hampton Roads got tunnels. It would not impede ship traffic. It would impede traffic, but it would not impede ship traffic.
Yeah, there's been articles down here. What would happen if a bridge collapsed down here? Nothing, because all our bridges are nowhere near our shipping lanes.
Yeah, the Navy Hampton Roads, like, hey, look, I don't need bridges, I need tunnels.
No, the M&M doesn't have a tunnel, does it?
Yeah. Yeah. Modern Merrimack Bridge Tunnel.
So does it at Jefferson?
James River Bridge, but that's not on a main shipping line.
That's right. That's just to get, that's the weird way to get to Gloucester, isn't it?
That's the Bridge.
The Coleman Bridge.
All right. It's too long. I don't remember your bridge names anymore.
It's so many bridges. I remember I used to take the James, I want to say the James, yeah, James River Bridge over, it was on Jefferson Drive, right? Down to play hockey way down on the other side of the harbor, I think. But I don't know. It was so long ago, dude.
But that's the reason we got tunnels, because if shit happened, it would not impede ship traffic. It would suck for traffic in general, but ship traffic could go in and out, especially in the Navy. You don't want them to fucking.
Well, that's why it's there, so that United States Navy ships. How are you going to get an aircraft carrier?
Yeah. And this is what, you know what? This is the perfect timing. You know what? Build a fucking tunnel over there. Fuck it.
We're also.
Right now is the time to do it. You're right. Build a tunnel just like they did in Virginia so that the ships will never hit the bridge again.
And while the port of Baltimore.
If it hit the bridge. Yeah.
We actually picking up two cruise lines down here too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because we're the closest they can support the cruise system from Baltimore. So
there's a cruise ship pulling in
tomorrow. They're going to put them on buses to take them back to Baltimore, and then they're pulling out from here in a couple days later on another cruise.
How long is it going to take to clean up just the scrap metal from the bridge that fell?
All summer.
And then what? It took 5 years, I think, to build the bridge in the first place?
Yeah, they can build it faster if they really want to, but
to modern tech. Oh, but like,
I don't know if it's in here, but they just extended the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel by another 18 months. It'll now be done in 2027.
What do you mean? I thought that we already had one. I used to drive it to work every day.
We're expanding it. We're adding two more lanes on each side.
Oh!
They're finally expanding it, and they're going to make it. They're going to put tolls on part of it, so you can go through it faster if you want.
HOV.
Oh, so like almost like an HOV lane, but
but
a high speed lane.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
drive me nuts, man. You'd be going the speed limit, and then you'd get to within a half mile of the tunnel, and people slam their brakes going into that damn tube.
Oh yeah. Like,
why? The road's just as wide. What are you doing? And half of them did it, right?
Yeah, oh, more than half.
And then all of a sudden you get into the tunnel going 40 miles an hour from 65, and you're like, I don't understand. It's like, how are you driving on the bridge that you could have fallen into the ocean, but you slow down to go into the tunnel? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just drove me nuts. Every morning I was cussing out the entire...
Yeah.
Yeah. Commonwealth of Virginia on my way. That's why I started eating breakfast and showering on the ship
Yeah. I
when
always
I
did
had
that too. I would be parking in the parking lot for the ship before 6 o'clock in the morning, just so I wouldn't
Oh, I
have to deal
we
with
had
traffic.
quotas.
I don't have to deal with traffic coming out of there,
We
in
had
the
to
afternoon. So.
fuck you twice, dude. We had to muster for quarters at 0545. And there were nights I would call the now wife at like 9:30 at night, be like, I'm not gonna make it home. I have too much work still to do. All right. Be the fucking metalsmith in the shipyard. You know what I mean? Be the welder in the shipyard. See how much work you got.
So
Fucking
this is the for the people
photographer.
who want socialism.
I
The
chose
people
my
want
rate.
socialism, go work at the Navy, see how you like it. People get work done, less work, and still pay the same.
Oh, dude, I would work a 20-hour day. And then the asshole who made my lunch got paid more than me.
Yeah.
Drove me nuts. Drove me nuts. Oh, this E6 is making more than me as an E5. And I was like, I literally stopped the ship from sinking.
It is what it is. That's socialism right there.
And he made me a grilled cheese sandwich and he gets paid more.
Yeah, he complained about something like, oh my God, really? That's your fucking complaint?
Oh my God. But yeah, no, as they always say, choose your rate, choose your fate, right? All right. I'm gonna grab an extra cold one and take a leak. Brian, I'm gonna let you take over this topic. I'm assuming you looked at some of these, probably not, but
Yeah, I did.
this will give
Well,
you.
I think we talked about this
Think we named it
recently.
after it.
Yeah, and
I pre we
big
predicted this coming.
surprise. Beverly Hills neighborhoods don't like squatters.
Oh,
And
really?
unlike
Right
New
next to LeBron
York, they
James.
and unlike New York, the police actually kicked the squatters out of the Beverly Hills mansion.
Oh my God. Yeah, because probably, oh my God. They probably got paid on the table like, hey man, kick them out. It's a little extra $25. I don't know.
Yeah, home inspectors came in and changed the locks.
Damn, with a squatter's house?
Yeah.
No. Well, you know what? And you
So
hear
I
about
guess
this
even
thing,
liberal states can handle squatters the right way if they really want to, if there's enough
Oh,
money
yeah.
involved.
No, money ball. But you know about this the guy, the Spanish guy, the from Venezuela, Moreno guy. He was talking
Yeah.
about like, hey, you should come over here and you can take fucking over a house and they don't kick you out. You don't realize every state is different. Every law is different in every state, you know. But also the Biden administration did not like that shit. So he fucking sent ICE on his ass and they got his ass within like 3 or 4 days. They caught him somewhere in Ohio. He was in New York. Talk about a squatter law. He make a fucking viral fucking TikTok. And Biden administration did not like that shit. Like, nope, this guy need to be gone. So the ICE got
And
him
did you
now.
hear about this guy in Atlanta who owned land,
No.
but he wasn't living on it at the time, so he let some people stay on it for a little while?
Oh, and the people squatted at their house. Oh, and the person
And
got a sitting,
they brought
house
people
sitting.
in. They brought more people
Yes, I
in.
heard.
And then the
Oh my
people that
God.
were protesting the new police headquarters in Atlanta, they camped on his land too. And
Oh
he's
my
been
God.
fighting tooth and nail to get them evicted. And he says as soon as they're off the land, he's putting up a fence. He says
Wow.
he gave them permission to stay there for a little while, and they've been there for years.
Hold on. This guy let these people protest the police
Well,
so that his
he
he
didn't have anything to do with that. They just happened to be, they just happened to have people on there that protested the police.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't involved part of it,
He
none
spent
whatsoever.
$10,000 on cleaning up the garbage from these
Oh my
people.
God.
It started 10 years ago when he let four people live on his property rent free if they helped care for the land. However, during the pandemic, he closed the nonprofit he had run on the land, and then he noticed even more people were staying on his property. And then
Wow.
these people had other people live on the property and their friends. So he tried to file an eviction. And the city of Atlanta said no because of the pandemic. We can't allow any evictions right now.
Oh my God, dude, this
So
pandemic opened a
years
lot.
later, he's still got eight people living there. Some of the people he doesn't even know. And
Well,
then
who
one of
this
the
is?
people had filed a counterclaim against him for $190,000.
This is something interesting that I've heard Tim Pool bring up.
That was dismissed because they didn't show up in court. But he's still, and he's finally got a right to kick everybody off. So 30 days from now, he'll probably get his property back, and then
Yeah.
he'll build his fence. He said the entire medical staff of the Stop Cop City camped on the land. There was 30 campers, and then the police came and pulled them out of their tents. He says he doesn't care about he's not political at all, so
Yeah.
he didn't care about either side. He just
No,
he
it's
wants
his
his
property.
property back.
Yeah. Well, probably he got grounds to sue, depends on the law of the Georgia
To who?
stuff,
These
but
people, if you're squatting on your land, how much money do you think they got?
arrested for a while, fucking 6 months.
That's not how it works though, man.
I know, but just
Tim Pool actually brought something up recently that I thought was an interesting comparison. But he used to use it to referring to a democracy, like a true democracy. He's like, you get an apartment with a dude. You kind of know the guy, but not necessarily like friends with him.
Acquaintance.
Yeah, like you have an interview process, whatever, and everything. And every day you guys vote for like, we'll just say, what's for lunch? Or you'll have a discussion, what's for lunch? And then one day, this other dude's buddy is having a rough time, and you come home one day, and this dude's sitting on your couch, and you're like, "What's going on?" And your roommate says, "Ah, he's a friend of mine. He just needs to stay here for a little while. Is it cool?" And you're like, "Yeah, I guess so. Just stay on the couch, do some chores. It'll be all right, I guess, until you get back on your feet." But then you start. Then all of a sudden, there's a 2-to-1 vote in the house, and
You
you're
like
one who
democracy?
pays rent, and the other one of them is not.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when these two guys vote to bring in another friend of theirs?
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, you have six people living in your place. And yeah, granted, this is an extreme example, but look what happened to this guy. And this is exactly what I said was going to happen. As soon as all these people showed up, I said, "You better not be trying to sell or rent a property right now." Because they're just going to show up, and there's nothing you can do to get them out for up to years later, and you're paying the mortgage on this thing while they're living in your house, and then as they're getting kicked out, they're ripping all the copper wiring out before they leave. Dude.
Well, this is democracy in action, Rue.
People don't realize that democracy is not what our country runs on.
No, it's a constitutional republic,
Yeah. And
It just people like.
do not let people you do not know stay in your house. And if you are renting stuff, make sure you have someone there to make sure that they leave before they extend past the period of time of whatever. Like you're trying to sell a house after you've moved, right? And let's just say you're going to wait a year because you're waiting for the market to change a little bit to make an extra 5 grand on the house. You know what I mean? Someone might sit in that house for
Six
three
months.
months, 6 months, and there's nothing you can do to get them out now because of these ridiculous laws. And New York.
I mean, those laws probably had a purpose at this time, but not anymore.
Well, it's the idea. The idea is that if I'm a landlord, I can't just kick you out and say go away without good reason and
But
notice.
this had to be established that they were paying rent to begin with, you know.
Well, that's not the way the laws were written, and this is the problem with people that rush into things because it sounds like it feels good.
If oh yeah, stop doing fucking what feels good.
And New York is doing all sorts of stuff about that right now, but we're gonna get to that in a little bit.
All right, hold on, I'll be back.
Was that?
I'll be back.
No, all right. Both of you guys leave at the same fucking time. Awesome. Well, in Atlanta, some people were squatting on this property for 14 months, throwing wild parties, debauchery, nudity, drink until you puke, brought down the property value for all the neighbors. And I know I've been focusing on all this a lot lately, but my point is that this is going to continue to happen until we change the laws. I mean, that one dude coming across the border explained to everyone in Spanish how to steal a house in the United States by squatting. It's getting nuts. Joe Rogan came out and talked about the squatter policy in New York because of what happened to that lady who got arrested for changing her own locks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as soon as you go to take a leak, so does a guapo, dude. What the fuck?
He didn't see me get up.
I don't think he pays any attention.
Okay.
But now in New York, they have like this most super lax laws on squatting, or
Oh, they're
stringent,
trying
depending
to
on how you're looking
change
at it.
them. All of
Because
you're.
look, everybody saw what happened to that woman getting arrested.
Yeah, and it wasn't good for publicity.
So yeah, New York's trying to do something about it now because they've had the, oh, don't get thrown out on your ass by your landlord laws, but that turned into some random dude moved into your house and there's nothing you can do about
Yeah.
it. Well, while we're talking about New York, they've officially started handing out prepaid debit cards to these criminal migrants. Maybe they can start paying rent.
No, they won't use that for
Well, they can pay you rent with your money.
that.
Yeah,
They're gonna use it like the people on EBT do. They're gonna go to the store and get all the seafood they can get out of the seafood sections.
I knew a couple people in Virginia that were doing WICs and WIC is what it is, right? Food stamps,
EBT.
EBT, whatever. It's
Yeah.
They were doing the scams when they were selling their food stamps
Uh-huh.
for half of what it was worth. And it's like, why are we paying for your food stamps to turn around and sell them to someone else for half of
Yeah.
what they cost? It's like, well, because it
Obviously, you
helps
don't
it.
really need them that bad if you're selling them.
Yeah.
Because if you
People offered
really
me, it's
needed
like,
them, you would use them all yourself and get twice that amount of food.
well, yeah, people used to offer me all the time when I was in Newport News in Virginia. Like, oh yeah, man, it's like I got $300 in food stamps I can sell you for 150 bucks. I'm like, why would I do that? Like, because you get 150 bucks free shopping. It's like, why would you do that? I need 150 bucks. It's like,
I wonder
don't
what
you
they
need
need the money
food?
for.
It's like, yeah, but it's like, don't you need food? So what do you, where are you getting your money from to pay for your food? And if you are getting this money, then why the hell are we buying you
Yeah, giving you food stamps.
Yeah. It just it you're trying to sell me back my own money at a discount.
Yeah. Sounds like something a loan shark would do.
Dear God, dude. That's the same thing I was talking about. I was like, maybe they'll use these debit cards to pay rent. They could pay you back with your own tax money.
And they'll spend it on something else that will not be used for tax money.
right. So New York is hey, remember when I that dude got shot in the head in the subway after the National Guard and the state police showed up
Yeah, we just talked about that a week or so ago.
last week, and I brought up an article that an opinion article that I thought was very interesting, saying wage jumping or fare jumpers were the real issue because that's how the guy got the gun in. Well, apparently we were deploying another what is it? 800 cops down there to stop fare jumpers. Because apparently if you just walk through the exit, walk in through the exit, state police and the National Guard weren't going to check your bag. So you can bring a gun in.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What the fuck is going on in New York, dude?
It's becoming a shithole
Especially
again.
look what they did to Trump, dude.
I mean,
Like,
look at who's running New York. That's all you have to say about New York.
oh, and he complained about the Biden administration, and they are fucking
They're going after his ass
Greg
now.
Adams is his name?
Yeah, Eric Adams.
Eric Adams. They are fucking his world up, aren't they?
Yep.
Like they're raiding his house, they're investigating him
They
left
took
and
his
right.
cell phone away.
Yeah.
The mayor of New York doesn't have a cell phone because it's confiscated.
Yeah, so heads up, fellas or folks here, your Democrat New York mayor is being treated like Trump because he disagreed with the Biden administration, just like Trump. All right. You hear about the cop in Queens that was killed?
Yes, I
Very
did.
young.
Yeah, he had a new 1-year-old baby.
He was buried.
Yep. And both President Biden and President Trump were in New York at the same time.
Oh, and President Obama and President Clinton.
Yes. But only
Just
one of
so
those
you know.
people, one of those people went to the funeral. The other three went to a fundraiser. Guess which ones did which?
Well, check this out. Not only did they do a fundraiser, but Lizzo was there.
Oh
Just
yeah. And so was
she
Steve
is.
Colbert. He was like the MC of it.
Yeah, great role models for the
Sending he
youth,
was
huh?
sending his he was doing his anti-diatribe Trump speeches again.
Meanwhile, Trump is mourning the death of a police officer who was killed by a man who was arrested 21 times in New York.
So who do you think the rank and file police are going to vote for when it comes election time?
It's pretty obvious because the New York City police actually asked the liberals that were anti-cop to not show up. The Queen.
Don't put on a sad face for a political opinion, you know, just to put on a show.
Well, Kathy Hochul fucked that one up, huh?
Yep.
Well, she showed up. And she was one of the defund the police people. She's the mayor of New York,
And
right?
somebody confronted her
Governor,
too.
huh?
She's the governor of New York. She
Yes, governor.
took over after Cuomo got let go because of the all the issues.
Do you know who brought up those sex assault issues, by the way?
She did.
No. Letitia James. The one who is
Going
now
after
trying to take
Trump.
down Trump in New York. So it was okay that he was killing grannies. It just wasn't cool that he was grabbing fannies, apparently,
Right,
right? That
So
was a great name of an episode, wasn't it?
yes, it was.
Grabbing fannies and killing
She
grannies.
came out later and said that nobody asked her to leave. She just left.
Bullshit. Dude got in her face and told her off before she left. That's why she left. And they told her not to come in the first place. She wanted a photo op. It was her bail reform garbage that lets people chop up bodies and not have to serve time awaiting trial. This dude's been arrested 21 times. Granted, maybe he's been falsely accused 21 times.
No way, not 21
But
times. That's insane.
what are the odds of that, right?
Not very high. I mean, it's astronomically crazy if that's the case.
Oh my
The Vegas
God.
odd makers wouldn't even come up with that.
If you had placed a bet on that in advance, how much money would you have made, right?
Billions of dollars.
Yeah, so now this man's dad, he's 1 year old, will never remember her or his father. And he was like 25 years old or something like that, 23.
21. Yeah, he was
Tw
real young. I don't
he was a
remember.
kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure he wasn't allowed to own a handgun if he wasn't a cop.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, man. What the fuck is going on?
Anarchy in New York and pretty much in all the Democratic-run cities.
And then they blame the Republicans. It's like New York has been run by Democrats for
Since Rudy Giuliani. Oh, no,
yeah, even
Bloomberg.
Giuliani.
Bloomberg was a Republican in name only.
Yeah, but they had Democrats
In the city council.
not just city council, their Senate and their both houses of the legislature.
I was just talking about New York City.
Okay, well, Massachusetts historically, until recently, has had a Republican go rhino governor
Yeah.
and a Democrat legislature.
They don't do that anymore.
No, they gave up on that. It was at least keeping them in check a little bit for a while. Like, hey guys, seriously, you really want to do that?
Right. Well, they didn't like being in check, so
Yeah, and now we're $1 billion under budget,
you're a
and
sanctuary state. You got to love it.
yeah. Who was his name? Baker, was it? The last Republican governor of Boston
Yep.
or Massachusetts?
Where's he
At
live
least he
now?
would, huh?
Is he still in the state or did he move away?
I don't know. Anyway, let's move on to Kamala.
Oh, goody.
I
She
heard
went,
this
she
on.
took a trip to New Puerto Rico to support the people.
She loves to dance, huh?
Yes, she
She's got
does.
that that salsa style,
She
that
likes to
flair.
clap too.
Well, yeah, that
She's
was for the dancing with the beat, you know?
clapping the stuff she shouldn't be clapping to. She didn't even
Yeah, it's
understand the
too bad she
lyrics
doesn't speak
until the interpreter
Spanish.
told him what it was.
Yeah, if she spoke Spanish, she would understand that it was a protest song saying, "Go away, we don't want you here."
Yeah.
I just, and you know, hey, that's, she didn't understand, and I get it. That's not necessarily her fault, but I just think it's hilarious that she was dancing and clapping to
A protest song.
yeah, the go the fuck away, Kamala. Well, she heard Kamala. It's like, oh, they're singing about me. It's like,
Yeah,
grr.
they love me.
Yeah, they're singing about you, that's for sure. And then she was asked, sorry, she was also asked recently about this TikTok ban, which I, this is such weird controversy, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
She was asked about this TikTok ban, and you know, she gave her opinion on how bad it was and how we have to get, you know, remove Chinese influence. And then as soon as they asked her, well, how come the president is still using TikTok? She's like,
Yeah, how come
next.
you
Next
next
question, please.
question? Yeah.
If they're stealing our information, why is the president using it?
Yeah, the whole president, the Biden campaign's all on it, you know.
Oh, man. So, okay. I have no idea what happened to the budget. I've given up on following the budget in general in the last several years because
Well,
it's
in the
so
latest
fucking.
government deal that we signed,
Yeah, but there's so many fucking deals signed, dude. And I was excited because these two
but
were
this one
definitely the
got
same
rid of the
deal.
diversity and inclusion office. It pulled the plug on funding for that stupid office.
Yeah, they replaced it with something just as stupid.
Well, it's not about diversity and inclusion.
No, it's Office of Opportunity or something stupid like that. But at least we dissolved the
Pride
DEI commission.
flags can't fly. The U.S. embassies aren't allowed to fly any flags that aren't U.S. flags anymore. I think that's a good thing.
Well, not necessarily U.S. It's not a pride flag, right?
I thought it was more than just the pride flags that were banned.
I thought they were allowed to do a POW or something like that, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, you're right. It is just pride flags, but hey, I'm happy with that.
Well, what does that have to do with
That's not
anything?
even a
Like,
real flag, you know? It
probably any
shouldn't.
flag's a flag, but.
It should, yeah, but I mean,
Why?
we're also
I don't understand this flag.
touchy-feely these days. Let's have a flag for everything that's fly it all the time. Let's
Well,
maybe
let's
all
look at
the U.S.
this.
embassies should have like 20 flagpoles out front so we can fly all the flags all the
Well,
time.
how is the diversity flag, whichever one that is, with the BLM in it and
I
the
thought that was the
transgender?
pride flag.
Okay, with that, I was thinking of the old school rainbow.
Okay. Well, they added more letters to it, so.
Yeah, well, where is that heterosexual white person stripe on that thing?
It doesn't exist. White's
So
not a
literally
color.
everyone is included except for me and you.
Yes.
Even Guapo's included because at least he's fucking a delicious fucking golden brown.
Yep.
You know it.
Guapo, man, that you gotta have something to be so Guapo. It's funny because actually the lights I have set up here make me look so much whiter than I really am. And don't get me wrong, I'm a white
You're
dude.
white. You're white.
I'm a white dude, but I am not McFadden white.
Whatever. I spend a lot of time in the sun during the summer.
That's
I'm
why
not
you're so red.
the
My
He's
wife burns like
orange.
you
He's
do.
tangerine.
Oh, I just got the weirdest flashback to a song from like the early 90s because of that.
The Tangerine song?
Yeah, no, it was called Vaseline by
Yeah. I
I
know
want
the
yeah, I know a girl who dyes her hair. She likes it to be real orange. Oh, she don't use dye or products or any of these. She uses tangerines. That was Vaseline, I believe, is the name of the song. It's a weird song. Flaming Lips, I believe, did it. Sorry. Trump got a minor win in New York.
Yeah, he got his bond lowered, so
And an extra week to pay it.
and she can't go seizing his properties now.
Yeah, an extra week to pay it. And I got a feeling even it's even entirely possible the judge who came out and said this is a TDS sufferer, Trump derangement syndrome.
I'm sure most New York judges are.
But realize that if you start seizing his properties, you're just going to give him more votes.
Yep.
I
Companion.
honestly, I was talking to my brother about this
Yeah, you're making a
yesterday.
martyr.
That because he will probably end up voting for Trump, but he wishes there were other choices in the election.
Oh, he got choices.
I know, but viable choices. But I'm
No.
saying if they
Well,
wouldn't
let's
have,
see what the libertarians do.
if he wouldn't have,
RFK.
if he wouldn't if the, all the Dems wouldn't have waited until the last minute to try to get him out of the election by suing his ass, I don't think it would be. I don't even think he'd be as popular right now if there were no court cases against him. They've literally
Possibly.
made a martyr out of him with
Yeah.
trying to, sue his ass into an oblivion.
If they can do this to the previous president of the United States, what can they do to you if they want to wreck you?
Exactly. They can do anything to us. We don't have a. We don't have the money to pay for the lawyers to defend ourselves. We got, the federal court system has like a 95% conviction rate.
That's because they don't bring charges unless they can win. But
But also, nobody fights the charges. They usually do a plea deal
that's
because they
because they
don't
usually
have.
have you by the balls. They usually have you by the balls if the federal government's getting involved. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well.
Trump was like, "No, you're fucking wrong." I mean, Fannie got busted paying her boyfriend
And
to
nothing's gonna
do this,
happen to her.
and nobody cared.
Nobody's filed an FEC complaint against her for, campaign commingling of funds type deal.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, yeah. Well, no, I just paid him out of my pocket. It's like, oh, that was like $15,000. She's like, well, I keep that much cash in the house. What the
Nobody
fuck
keeps
is
that
that,
much
Brian?
cash in the house.
The fuck is that green thing?
Oh,
Yeah,
plants.
exactly. No. Oh, I was taught it's a black thing. It's like, fuck you. I know plenty of black folks. They don't keep $10,000, $20,000 in cash in their house. And you know what? If they are, stop fucking telling me that these black folks are disadvantaged because they don't have any money.
Right,
Because I don't have
exactly.
$20,000 laying around. Do you?
No. I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul most of the
Yeah, and
time.
then Mary comes and kicks you in the nuts.
Exactly. And then I gotta smoke some Mary Jane to make me feel better.
Yeah, jeez Louise. And then it's back to tomfoolery.
Yep, exactly.
That was fun.
It was our own version of Who's on First.
That kind of
Oh,
was, wasn't
this
it?
would be a fun topic.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't give a fuck when it happened. I still don't give a fuck. Rona, whatever, McDaniels, the
Well, my
former.
biggest thing about this is,
Oh, the
most
meltdown.
of Fox Network has Democrats on the payroll. They're not afraid to put them on there, But MSNBC was freaking out about having a Republican in there in the sacred airways of NBC News.
I thought
Read
you
the
care about
article.
the voices and stuff, old voices.
What about Joe Scarborough?
Proud
He used to be a
Republican.
Republican.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
ain't no more.
Yeah, he
He's
threw a
not gonna
temper
pay.
tantrum too. Well, no, the reason why she got fired as the chair of the Republican National Committee is because she was a rhino.
Yeah, and Trump doesn't want a rhino in there.
And
So
well,
she'd
he
be
got enough
perfect
trouble
for a
everything.
liberal news network like NBC. But Joe Scarborough and Rachel Maddow and everybody had a
Rachel Maddow, that dude
conniption
is a
fit.
mess.
Yeah, he is a mess.
She had a conniption fit.
I proper pronouns, my friend.
She.
Well, she goes by Rachel, so.
So doesn't the no, never mind that. That one identifies as a woman. I was thinking of the Admiral, Rachel Levine.
Yeah. But, I mean, what? I
Oh my
mean,
God, I'm
the
so
guy in
sorry. I'm
charge of
sorry to
NBC
interrupt.
News.
You have to hear this joke. This
Okay.
bring up a picture of Rachel Levine and then bring up a picture of Will Ferrell being Janet Reno. And then on Saturday Night Live, and then laugh your ass off because they look like the same person. I hope the Dirty Tranny's listening and laughing her ass off at that one. Oh, you remember Will Ferrell doing the whole
Yeah.
Jan Arena? Oh, we're gonna get him!
That was back when Saturday Night Live was actually halfway decent.
Halfway decent. Adam Sandler was on the show, so it was funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, go back to what you were saying. I for whatever reason, I saw Rachel Levine in my head. And I was like, oh my God, now I see Will Ferrell.
I'm just saying that, and NBC's paying out her full contract. She was going to get paid $300,000 a year for 2 years.
That's
That
kind
was
of
what.
cheap for
Yeah, she was not a Joe Scarborough contract. She's not in the millions of dollars.
but why'd
But in
they shoot
order
their
to avoid
pants?
a lawsuit from, they're just going to pay her out for 2 years. She's getting
Well,
$600,000
contributing.
for doing nothing.
Just
Good for
contribute. Just
you.
put a her opinion. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I don't understand. Like they refuse to even listen
Yeah.
to a
You got
different,
to
like we
decide.
said, they
Yeah.
refuse to listen to a different opinion.
Yeah.
Because you must be an evil person.
Right.
Like I things have to change, dude. It really bothers me that you and I agree in almost all the time now. Well, we're not getting into the nitty-gritty about how to actually fix the problems. We're getting into what the fuck are you guys doing? You and
Yeah.
I used to sit down and be like, well, I think this would help. And you're like, yeah, that might help. I think we should do this. I'm like, I think this might happen because of that. But now we're like, don't let people live in my house against my will.
Right.
You know? But yeah, they shat their pants, they went nuts, they all screamed it through a temper tantrum, and then they ended up firing this woman before she even had her first day at work.
I
Hey, did
think
she
she did
got
an
paid
art. She
properly?
had her. She did an interview on Meet the Press, and that was
They're looking up now. They're worried about a backlash from the Republicans.
Well,
No,
because
we
I think I they said on the Clay and Buck show that the Republicans should boycott all NBC shows. They shouldn't. No congressmen, no senators, nobody should go on their shows because obviously they don't value other opinions.
Well, yeah. Realistically, if they're not going to give you a fair shot and just shout over you and tell you you're a racist, it's not worth. Like, what's the advantage of going there?
There is no advantage.
Let these folks live in their echo chamber because they're just gonna, like Bill Maher style, make fun of you. Which, by the way, I think this next topic coming up, I think might become a weekly thing. And I have to come up with a fun name and maybe even a jingle. How Bill Maher is 15 years in the past. Right now, it's only a couple years into the past, but he's upset that the government stopped people from questioning or bringing up arguments about COVID during the lockdown. It's like, dude, you were the one telling me I shouldn't be allowed to go to work if I didn't get a shot. You're muted, Guapo. But yeah, he was one of the guys telling me I shouldn't be allowed to even go to the emergency room if I haven't had a
Right.
vaccine. And now he's upset because all the info came out and said, you're fucking wrong, dude. These guys were right.
It's just, Is it hard for him to admit, like, you know what, I was wrong, you know, and
No, he just flips sides and pretends like he never took the other side.
I see. Yeah, it's just I can't take it seriously. It's fun to see him get meltdown and stuff like that, but I would not take it seriously. I would not take him his.
Well, he doesn't pay attention to any of this shit on his own. Someone
No,
hands him a
he said.
card.
No, he
Yeah.
said it. Like whenever fucking David, I forgot the name of the guy. The guy that
You think of
told
Jack
her about.
Posobiec?
No, David.
Oh.
I forgot his name. He's a Iranian background. He was asking like mild questions and stuff like that. How he could support Newsom. And like even with all that shit going on in California, he's still supporting news. And how can you do that? And he's like, "Well, I don't follow news. I don't read any news." He said it out loud, like, "Wow, you don't even read the
But
fucking
you're here
news."
to tell me about the news.
Yeah, and you're gonna talk to me about the news, you know? Pack your big Dave. Oh, he's really good. Got a good podcast. Probably
But
still.
yeah, it's funny you say that because now he's calling for a COVID commission because the powers that be refused to admit that they were wrong. And it's like, dude, you were on their side telling me that I shouldn't be allowed to even get medical treatment without a vaccine. He didn't
Yeah.
ask questions either.
Right.
It drives me nuts, man. It's like, wow. Maybe if we heard more opinions of like, hey, by the way, this vaccine was under Operation Warp Speed by Donald Trump. As soon as you said Donald Trump, a lot of people have gone and not touched it. Fuck,
Yeah.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris promised to never get this vaccine because Trump was the one pushing it.
Yeah,
Remember?
and then once they
Well,
got in the
Joe
office,
Biden's
they were
got
supposed
like
to.
20 of them now.
Yeah, and now he can't stand up and not shit his pants.
Exactly.
How many times he fell over on a bicycle
That's
at
why
a
they had to get,
stop.
they got him those wide ass shoes now, you know, so
Just gave him
right
snowshoes.
traction.
Yeah, he's got like snowshoes he wears everywhere.
Oh my God. Right, do you remember this algebra is racist?
Oh yeah, all math is racist.
He wouldn't be found. Fine
This
for X.
bothers me. I no matter how much someone tries to explain to me how math is racist, it hurts my head.
Hold on. We're using Arabic numerical system. We're using Indian and Greek fucking math. And how's that fucking racist?
Oh, because it's made for the white man. So isn't the
Nah,
clock. Because, you know, there was no concept of time before the white colonists showed up. I was like, really? Because the Chinese knew when to fucking plant.
yeah, the fucking Egyptian and fucking Greek and fucking Indian know what the dumbasses do too.
Well, anyway, the professor who got basic algebra basically bland, banned in San Francisco because it's racist admitted that he falsified the data, just like Harvard. And by the way, Harvard is having huge recruitment issues right now.
I wonder
Nobody
why.
wants the name attached to that place.
Nope. Will you hire anybody for Harvard?
No, actually, a whole bunch of companies came out and said there's no fucking way.
Yeah, I know, I
It's
know.
worthless.
Yeah.
It's like all you guys do is sit around and call people fucking kikes.
Yeah. Good one.
Well, that's what they're calling him, not me. Just like I said, oh, just for you, El Matadoro, Guapo. Just like I said, I could call you a spick legally, but I wouldn't because that's a fucking douchebag move.
Yeah.
It was funny, though. El Matadoro pulled me aside and he's like, I don't ever want you to say that word again. And I know he was joking around, but yeah, the whole point is I can say these evil things, but
Yeah. Well, you know what? It came
who
to a
wants to be
point
your
that nobody.
friend?
I was listening to a radio show, and over here locally, this is like years ago, and they were talking about racial stuff and like how the Jewish got the K word. And people are calling it racist. Like, what's the K word? What's the K word? Nobody fucking remembered the K word. And why
Oh,
is
and
it
I
K?
managed to pull it out of my butt.
No, but I'm saying, like, it was just funny that nobody years ago knew what the fuck, it was. Because back in the day when when Jewish people came over, they know how to write in English and stuff, but just make a cross, and that's what
Well,
I
you
forgot
know,
the
it's
Jewish.
funny. You know the word gook? Well, it's a racist term for Asian folks, apparently, but it's Vietnamese for foreigner.
Oh,
So
okay.
we were the gooks. We were the foreigners that showed up. I'm taking it back. All right. Yeah, how come white folks are the only ones not allowed to be offended by racial slurs?
Crazy like that.
Well, for example, gook was actually a term for the Americans because they were there, or the rest of the world. Well, yeah, pretty much Americans.
So,
Guaylo is a
repeat
slur and it
offenders
means brown
says in
guy.
Australia, we just call everybody the C word.
They do call everyone a cunt in Australia, don't they? I'm not allowed to use that word at all.
No, you just did.
Well,
I
I'm
did.
okay. Dude, I've said almost every nasty word on the show to include the N-bomb to prove a point. They're just words, dude. Whatever happened to Pee-wee Herman?
Sticks
Oh,
and
he went to
stones will
jail for
break your
jerking
bones, but
off.
names will never hurt you.
Yes.
They hurt now.
No, you know, they tell me words of violence, and then they riot, and they tell me that's the language of the unheard. I'm like, your actual violence is language, but my language is violence? I don't understand.
I'm totally
Stop being a
confused.
douchebag, and I won't have to call you a douchebag, douchebag. Right. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. People are done with critical race theory in school in general. As we were talking about schools, DEI, polls were done. No one cares. It's like, are we ethnicities or are we Americans?
No, the number one issue for voters in the US right now is guess what?
The
Immigration.
economy, stupid.
Immigration.
Oh, immigration.
And guess where Biden stands on immigration? Let them all in.
Oh, check this
Okay.
out, man. I'm predicting just before elections, he is going to attempt and probably succeed in a mass amnesty bill
Probably.
or executive action.
It'll have to be
And it's not.
executive action. There's not the votes in the House
House.
and the Senate for it.
Well,
Yeah.
couple they're gonna defect watching.
Not for amnesty.
We'll see.
Well, here's the thing is that's not gonna get him votes now, but it's gonna get him constituents on the
They'll
we're
be dead by
talking
the time they're citizens.
no, not citizen. They get counted in the census. That's electoral votes, that's congressional seats. I hate to say it because it sounds racist, but it's not because people don't understand what the fuck it meant. Maybe we need to bring back the three-fifths compromise.
That sounds very racist.
Why?
Because that's about slavery.
Yeah,
But
saying that
we're
you
not
can't.
kind of.
No, that was saying you were not allowed to count your slaves to the population to get an extra vote in Congress. You don't get to buy people and buy extra votes, is what that meant. But people are fucking stupid and don't pay attention. So let's say these illegal migrants are three-fifths of a person in terms of electoral
Voting.
votes. Yes. It was a compromise. It was literally a compromise because they said, hey, we should count our slaves on the census. And the other guy's like, are you fucking kidding me? No. They have literally no
Don't you
rights. You own them.
yeah you got they got no voting rights, so why should you count as a voting a person, you know,
That's what the
for the
three-fifths
census
compromise
form?
actually was.
Yeah.
So maybe we should bring this back for these illegal migrants and watch these guys lose their minds. Be like, they're not citizens. And I'm gonna bring it up one more time. Democrats keep saying that, oh, we have a solution for illegal migration. It'll stop
Making,
tomorrow.
yeah,
Yeah,
making
it'll stop
fucking.
tomorrow by making it legal.
Well,
More should come.
Reagan did amnesty, and look at how that worked out.
Once again, why do the Republicans love Reagan so much? Yeah, Brian is a Republican, a hardcore Republican. I got a feeling I'm going to turn you against Reagan between his no-fault divorce, his NFA, and his amnesty.
I don't have a problem with the FAA.
No, not FAA, NFA, National Firearms Act. He's
Oh.
the reason why he's the reason why we're about to get a fucking gun registry in this country.
Well, Clinton put in the three strikes rule.
In general, I am not against a three strikes rule. So didn't Giuliani in New York, right?
Yeah.
No,
I
you
think you
fuck
should
up the
do
third time,
the
you're done, dude. You're done. You blew it. You screwed the pooch.
don't know. I think you should, like, I don't know, like you do the crown for the I don't know.
Well, no. You get caught, you get busted doing something stupid once, you get a slap on the wrist, maybe a giant community service time and a fine.
Okay.
Second time, maybe you spend a little bit of time in jail and then another community outreach. Third time, fuck you, you're a criminal, you're going to prison.
So if
I
that's the
think that's a good
case,
idea.
if we're gonna do the three strike rules for that, how about fucking overdose? Three stripe you out. Fuck it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a Catholic, you don't believe in that, you know it. And I know what you
No,
mean, but
like,
you're the.
okay, you're gonna keep overdosing. Why should we waste more resource on you? I'm a Catholic, but at the same time, you know what? There's more people
Oh,
that.
I'm not saying we should be using taxpayers' dollars to do it, but I'm saying you, as a citizen, are still going to pump their chest, hoping they survive, even though they're not going to.
No. Like, if you have to waste some resource to make it survive them from overdose, why we keep doing it if you're gonna do it three times in a row? Well, fourth time is not gonna stop it. He already know, like, you know
So
what?
you're
I'm gonna
saying
do that.
after the second time of that, you tattoo DNR on their forehead?
Do not resuscitate. Fuck it. Why not? Fuck.
No,
Why waste time on them? You know what? If you overdose three times, you're out. You
I don't
apparently you don't care
necessarily
about your life,
disagree.
but if you don't care about your life, why should I care?
That was an excellent argument, Guapo. If you don't care about your life, why should I?
The best way to
What?
stop racism is to stop talking about it.
Yeah, of course. Well.
Possibly. Or stop pointing out the color of someone's skin every opportunity you get.
Oh, how they vote too. What if they're fucking black Republican? You're gonna pull out, well, you vote a Republican,
Uncle
okay,
Tom.
so what? Yeah.
Oh
You know,
shit,
like,
Larry Elder's the black face of white supremacy, isn't he?
yeah. No, but the view had a fucking this person was talking about Martin Luther King and like a couple of the things, and he was doing that subject like, hey, you want to stop racism? Let's stop talking about it. Judge people by the character, and they had to bring out like some podcast that he probably was on, and they're calling like, are you a Republican? Like, okay, first of all, I never voted Republican, and second of all, if you know, it's just they just want to bring that up just to like diminish him, you know.
Right.
All right.
Anyways.
Well, remember I brought the Super Mayor a little while ago?
The super mayor?
Yeah,
The
shoot.
Delta mayor? Yeah. She fucking Suge Knight.
Yeah, she's using the police department as her own private security when she goes to Vegas on the taxpayer's dime.
Oh, yeah.
Finally,
You know
someone's
about her.
suing her in a federal court, and it's a church.
What?
They
For
went through all the
what?
steps to open a new church, all the proper steps, got everything signed off, and she's like, no. So it took a church to step up and be like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We
And you know
we'll see
what?
what
And
happens with her.
they came out, and I'm sad to say, they came out with the citizens came out with to vote her out. They did vote her out,
They
but she
did vote her
fought
out.
in court, and she won.
She
Okay, how'd
vetoed
she
it.
win?
Yes.
She vetoed the recall vote.
Is that
Yes.
even a thing? Is that
Yeah,
possible?
apparently it's still in the know you can do
Well, at
that.
least no one did anything to stop her from doing it.
Yeah, so like it's fucking
And
crazy that thing.
she called out her entire city council as a bunch of race traitors.
Yeah. And no, this is what you get for voting somebody for the skin color. And you know, they were trying to correct it. And it backfired on them. I'm like, God Damn, though. Now, why does she have security guards on her 24/7?
She doesn't have security guards on her. She's got police on her.
Yeah, police. And she's paying them.
Oh, no, the prior fucking convicted criminals, too.
Oh, she's paying them like 75 hours in a 2-week period.
Yeah, some crazy shit like that. Like, damn.
That's not that many. That's not even.
No, that's not fucking realistic, but she's paid.
No, hours, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was 130 something. It was like 133 hours.
Yeah, she was paying them like crazy amount of hours for them. You know, like it's only 24 hours a day. How you fucking paying like, you know, 26 to 27 hours a day, you know?
Pocahontas.
Oh, she's back in the news?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to fix the shrinkflation issue. Yeah, she's going to fix the shrinkflation issue that. I'm wasn't sure happening is. When you and I were talking about it.
No, it didn't exist.
We made it up.
How's she going to fix it?
She doesn't know. She's going to write some weird bill that says you're not allowed to reduce the size of your package.
Whatever she writes, just deny, because there's always a caveat to it that she's going to benefit for it. You know they're not going to.
She's going to write some stupid bill, and if it gets passed off, Ukraine gets another $100 billion.
Oh, no. She's going to probably get fucking something from it, you know? Because apparently...
She's going to get a nice cold beer, because apparently when she's at home after work, she likes to crack a cold one when she's working, man.
Her husband's like, are you home today?
Does she drink PBR?
No. It was a green bottle or something. You don't remember this?
Heineken.
I think it might have been, but she was in her house. And I did an interview, and her husband's cooking food, and she's like, she called him like,
"Hey, you here today?" Like, yeah, this is my fucking house.
She's like, "Hey," she's like, let me go get a cold beer. I can't wait for a cold beer. It's like, fuck you, bitch. You're gonna eat you like $25 ice cream like Nancy Pelosi, and then have a glass of like $80 wine, and laugh at us peons.
Yeah,
West Virginia passed the bill.
For what?
As far as I'm aware, it should be the first state that makes it legal. But you're going to be able to still up to 5 gallons of liquor at home.
You can make your own moonshine.
How long did this took? Like 100 years now?
Well, it's what? Never been legal, though.
What's going to happen to NASCAR?
No, but how...
Right? That's why NASCAR was invented, because making booze was illegal.
No, but I'm saying like...
how many people are going to go blind?
Yeah, that too. actually, I heard about people that I know that have been drinking like shitty... Not here.
The angel's cut and the devil's cut. You got to pour out the devil's cut.
Yeah.
Devil always
but they're drinking like watered down liquor, and they're just fucking with their eyes and they're going blind. Like,
wow. Oh, it's not watered down. It's when you ferment.
No, like
when you distill it, it creates a poison that's heavy that you have to pour out.
Yeah.
Before you bottle it.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it's an angel cut and a devil cut. The angel's cut becomes so light that it floats out and it absorbs into the barrel. And then the devil's cut is heavy. It sinks to the bottom. You have to pour it out and throw it out because it's poisonous.
And that's what the devil's cut.
That's why so many moonshiners went blind.
Yeah. But at the same time, so I know people that have been drinking like cheap liquor and then just going blind. And probably that's why I never turned to liquor. I was just more into like beer.
And tequila.
Okay, now.
And tequila.
This other one you got here, Brian, that the daily pot smokers are more likely to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Then whom? The one who doesn't smoke weed? Well, no. The guy who smoking crack, the guy smoking meth, the guy smoking cigarettes. You know what I mean? It's like, smoking anything is not good for your health. We all know this, right?
Yes. Right? But they get the munchies, they eat all that unhealthy shit.
You know what's funny? If you're a daily smoker like this suggests,
you don't get the munchies daily anymore. Smoker,
you're not dealing with munchies, yeah. It's not an issue anymore.
News to me.
You're not a daily smoker.
You're not a daily smoker.
Yeah, I mean, I
I'm
know
not
some
even a
daily
daily
smokers.
smoker,
I know
so
some daily smokers, and
I get the munchies.
That's an ounce that I've just
Oh,
been sitting on because
oregano,
I still have more
oregano,
weed.
it's
Oregano,
oregano.
oregano. Yep.
Yeah, sure. And so isn't this
Your
and
parsley,
this and this
the paprika,
and this.
and cumin.
Stocking up for when you leave the
Yeah,
state,
you
huh?
know. Yeah, just you have
that's
to barbecue
exactly
this.
what's happening, dude.
You have to barbecue this summer, you know.
Well, I'm gonna have to get a medicinal card in West Virginia.
Put all the seasoning you're gonna do in this steak.
Or grow it myself, but
That's still legal.
yeah, and there's no point in getting caught growing illegal plants if I can buy it legally, right? Now maybe if I get a medical card, I can grow my own. But
Maybe.
yeah.
Oh, Virginia got the Republican, he denied legalization of a weed.
Recreational?
Yeah,
No,
recreationally.
he didn't. It's already a law. It can
No,
happen. They just they have
possession.
not agreed to the regulations on
Oh,
how to do
selling. Oh,
it yet.
selling, yes. And when they ask you, like, why didn't you sign this bill? Like, what make you think I'm gonna sign this bill? He don't want that in his fucking,
Why though? Like,
he just like take somebody else take the heat, I guess, because
I don't
Colorado
know.
is not. There's always
This
gonna be a black market for it, dude.
But pot is no more dangerous than beer. You know
He
what I mean?
probably understand that, but he don't wanna. That's that. I guess he's trying to return the state red, so he's not gonna go with that. And Winston Sears behind her for the
The
hopefully
Republicans
for
are
the.
behind the times on the legalization of cannabis.
Well, yeah, look how Corral's doing, dude. They got a lot of issues over there.
That's basically growing for the rest of the world. It's an illegal drug market. The cartel is not going to be selling weed in the United States and killing people and smuggling people across the border if we're growing the fucking weed right next to us. You know what I
They're
mean?
only
Producing our
focused
own.
on fentanyl.
What's that?
They do the fentanyl
Yeah, it's coming from China.
all through Mexico.
Yeah. Anyway, you see that Toronto is having a real issue with car theft?
Not
Yeah.
really. I
They're
thought Cal was like.
putting up barriers so people can't get their cars out of their driveways
Yeah,
now.
like the bollards that come up through the ground and they're like steel posts.
I kind of like those, honestly. So the people
You're
don't
that
go
worried
through.
about someone stealing your car in Toronto? Something's going on. Like, it's Canada, eh?
Yeah, but you know what? Canada buy a lot of fucking illegals too, and they don't care about the laws.
I have nothing else I want to talk about on this list, Brian. If you want to go into the trainees in Australia, that's fine. But we
What?
might have, but I'm ready for you to kick on that music.
You don't
Chick-fil-A is
want to
changing
talk
its.
about Green G Pierre and how she's hung up on the radio host?
Yeah, sure.
You
She
want to
did
talk
in.
about Sam Brightman Free getting 25 years in prison for fraud?
On
I don't
cryptocurrency?
care about him. His name has been coming up for a long time. We haven't talked about him in a long time. He's the FTX guy. Yeah, you got 25 years. He's a piece of shit. He ripped off a lot of people.
Good, he gets what he deserves, finally.
Yeah, see, that's what happens with real fraud is they go, you harmed this many people, you're gonna spend time in prison versus Trump.
Oh, you paid the bank correctly the
Give
same
us
amount
half your
there.
money.
Yeah, and you got a better deal with the bank on a low interest rate because nobody wants that.
Well, have you ever sold anything?
No, they don't understand that.
You always try to sell as much as possible. Hey, Brian,
Well,
I believe that is our shit.
it is.
I can wipe.
Let's pinch it off.
Hold on. Don't forget the bidet, I think.
Nobody has a bidet.
I do.